It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Vice President Kamala Harris is visiting El Paso this morning, where she is scheduled to examine the conditions at a U.S. Customs and Border Protection facility in the city and meet with advocates from faith-based organizations and legal service providers. Vice President Harris will be joined by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas during the visit. El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar will also be joining the vice president this morning. Southern New Mexico is one of the areas of the state that still has many people who are not covered by health insurance. Emily Guerra talked about this with Health Action New Mexico Executive Director Barbara Weber.
How is Health Action New Mexico involved with health insurance, and what does it do?
It's actually 1 out of 10 people throughout our state do not have health coverage. So Health Action is a statewide nonprofit organization that advocates for greater access to health and dental care for all families in New Mexico. That mission of ours leads us often to the legislature to promote new policies that advance greater access to health and dental care. And we also encourage local leaders to get involved in this process for better health, dental, and mental health services for their community.
Why is it important to get health insurance?
Health coverage, and that includes both private insurance and your employee coverage. And for a lot of people in New Mexico, it's going to be coverage through our public health plan of Medicaid and or Medicare. The importance is that if you have coverage, then you're more likely to get preventative care. You're more likely to go to the doctor when you begin having an issue that needs addressing. Otherwise, you tend to delay care, and then the issue is much more serious and ends up being more costly for you and with greater consequences for your own health. So having coverage is a way to have access to all the health care without worrying about financial costs for you or your family.
Is there something new and different in health coverage now?
There is. When Congress passed the American Rescue Plan back in March of this year, they included a lot of financial assistance for people seeking health care on exchanges. So starting April 1st, you have a lot more financial assistance available to people and their families, either no cost or low cost for health insurance. When I talk to people, I find they're really surprised when they go, maybe they went this past year and looked for health insurance and felt it was not affordable, and then they're really surprised to see now it's much more affordable. But we also know that a lot of families lost their coverage during the COVID epidemic and are looking for ways to have health insurance that they feel like they can't afford. Another interesting fact is that though 1 out of 10 of us in New Mexico does not have health coverage, half of those people are actually eligible either for Medicaid or through low-cost programs on the exchange.
What special considerations does someone need to know when deciding to get health insurance?
Well, I think that, first of all, that it's very important to have health coverage, especially right now at this time at the summertime. And I say summertime because some people are coming back to jobs after COVID but that may or may not offer health insurance, but they still need to know that they have options. We also have a lot of young people who maybe through their college or the university had health insurance, but now they've graduated, and it's very important for them to get health insurance. You never know when something's going to happen, even though you feel like you're healthy. And also, the preventative routine coverage helps you discover situations that can be addressed early and taken care of as opposed to morphing into much more serious health conditions. Now, there's one important consideration for immigrant families in New Mexico, and that is that the public charge rules that worried so many families are no longer in place. And immigrant families who qualify can access more assistance programs without worry that this assistance would hurt their process of becoming citizens through their immigrant applications. So receiving food, receiving rental assistance, receiving medical assistance will not change immigration's consequences. And I know that's been a big concern for a lot of our families in New Mexico.
Are these some of the challenges that they have for not receiving coverage? And what other challenges are there?
I think other challenges are sometimes that there's not always been bilingual assistance available for them, so language becomes an issue. I think that feeling like the process is too onerous, and that's why it's been streamlined in New Mexico to make it really easy. So you don't have to know whether you qualify for Medicaid or for the exchange. Just when you call the exchange, they will guide you and set you up whatever program you qualify. But again, the new information is that never before has it been so affordable to get health insurance thanks to the changes Congress made in April. People should also know that the special enrollment period that began in April for these new affordable assistance programs is going to end July 15th. So really want to get the word out to people to this is the time to take advantage, sign up, and get health coverage for peace of mind and also for the health of you and your family.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Barbara Weber at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.